The Muslim slave trade exported about 63,000 black slaves per year in the early 1800s from North Africa, captured in Abyssinia and brought into Sudan and Egypt. Some estimates raise that figure to as high as 500,000 per year. Of these slaves, about 9,000 per year were kept in Africa to serve the African slave masters. Boys between the ages of 8 and 12 were coveted by Muslim slave traders. When captured, these young boys were castrated immediately, chained to tables, their scrotums and penises completely amputated. A piece of bamboo was inserted into the hole, then the boys were buried up to their necks in hot sand. No anesthetics. A 10% survival rate as hundreds upon hundreds died bleeding to death. But the ones that survived this gory procedure became known as the Inetch, or the Walking Dead. These castrated boys brought the highest prices at the slave market. It's hard to fathom how cruel people can be. Not only were there black Inets from Africa, there were whites from the Balkans in Europe that became Inets as well. The blacks did low-ranking woman's work, serving the concubines. Whites could not serve in the harems. They had extra privileges and served the rulers of the Ottoman Empire, gaining inside knowledge, something a new white eunuch could aspire to be. Eunuchs are mentioned many times in the Bible, Isaiah 56:4, for example. There was also non-castrated Inuch, if that is any consolation. These were men that couldn't get it up, even if they tried. Erectile dysfunction surprisingly existed back in those days. We can thank our lucky stars that Viagra was invented and the practice of making Inuch a long ago tradition, and hopefully was stopped. Or has it?